Okay, so good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Monday, the 14th of July. Hope you're all keeping well. Good to have you with us, as always. Apologies for a slightly delayed start. We just posted a profitable trade notice on our Euro Dollar trade. So that's there in the chat box for you. In the signal support service for you. Interesting market dynamics. We'll certainly have a good look at these markets from a technical perspective. There's quite a few elements that need to be taken into consideration, really, when we're looking at sort of capital flows. And it seems to be this shift last week, which we were able to get into a couple of trades around this risk-off trade. And it's still very much on the table. Now, there's a couple of interesting discussion points around it, because it's not as kind of straightforward as it might appear. So perhaps we'll... And tomorrow's inflation number is likely to be a catalyst for some positioning, perhaps. So let's explain things in a little bit more detail for you. So the whole idea of the session, as you know, is to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So we'll start with a risk warning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. Hope you had a good weekend. So all profitable traders need to consider, of course, you know, which markets do we trade? Where do we then enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? Trade management is important as well, along with trade psychology. So obviously a basket of considerations there. So we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, as you know, and we're strong. So there's a big link between, the theory of these things and the practice. And we do all our practicing through our live trade rooms. So we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course, be patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news then. So as we scroll down, you can see nothing of any major interest today. We've got Eurogroup meetings, we've got French bank holiday as well, so maybe a bit of a quieter session, not a huge deal. And it's this news event tomorrow that we really want to focus our attentions on, because we're going to get US CPI numbers. So straight away, look at the 20 basis point uptick on the previous numbers. So if you remember, we were discussing some stats last week around, and it was more of a, there was analysis by one of the global analysts around Wall Street banks. And they just made a reference, and it was just off the cuff, but it takes 92 days for prices to feed through. So those higher prices to start feeding through. And we've only just hit that 92-day sort of time frame. So what we're saying is there was a huge amount of pull forward prior to April 9th. So the markets knew and corporates knew that this deadline was coming in where prices were going to start increasing. So they ordered considerably more than what they needed. So now, if you bear that in mind and you say, right, well, there's a 92-day period between that pull forward and prices starting to increase, because obviously these companies would want to use and burn through the inventory that they currently have. And this is going to be an average. This is not going to be specific to any particular sector, but on average. So you could argue that that perhaps we could begin to see some elevated inflation. And this is probably the first sign of that elevated inflation narrative. And it's just a 20 basis point increase in inflation. It's not going to change the overall momentum and dynamic. And it remains to be seen whether we will get these higher inflation numbers. We might do, not guaranteed. So with this inflation number then, we have got slightly elevated inflation with more than likely more inflation coming down the line for July in August's figures. And that's really when the inflation narrative could become a little bit more challenging. If we get 20 basis points now and we get sort of 20, 30, 40 basis points next month, all of a sudden, you know, the Fed look like they were right about perhaps elevated inflation numbers coming out of the US. And the problem with higher prices, of course, is that consumers, which is 65, 70% of the US economy, you know, may not continue to pay those outrageously higher prices. Now, there's a very interesting dynamic unfolding currently, is that Amazon had their Amazon Prime days last week. And although revenues were up, it's the breakdown of the purchasing that's quite interesting, because it seems to be more staples than I don't know, additional spending. So that's quite interesting. There's probably a small tightening as far as the consumer is concerned, and the concern would be if that tightens more. So we're not necessarily saying that the wheels are coming off just yet from an inflationary perspective, because 20 basis points is not going to, and it might not even come in, it might come in lower. So we want to see whether inflation is actually in line with expectations, above or below, because they could have meaningful impacts for these markets. And that's the major news event really of the trading week, with PPI on Wednesday, and Thursday we've got some retail sales and unemployment claims numbers in there as well, and nothing of any major interest. We've got University of Michigan consumer sentiment and inflation expectations, which is just an interesting kind of byproduct, so we'll see how those play out. So all eyes on tomorrow's US CPI numbers, and they're likely to direct and manipulate markets from a narrative-driven perspective for a little while. So we were able to book in profit just at these lower levels, just a few pips higher than where we currently are. So last night we gapped lower. We were just trading around that 1660 lows. You can see four daily lows are all just sitting there, and it was really struggling to get through it. So last night we took profits just above these current prices, so we're actually slightly a little bit better off now. However, the strength in the dollar is clearly there. You can see it a little bit in the pound as well. So we took profit on the pound on Friday afternoon. We were looking to try and get in this. We got so close to our take profit on two or three occasions, like literally five or six pips away, that we were always likely to sort of get there. But it was just quite frustrating. And then last night we got the gap. We were trying to break through that 1660 level. Couldn't really do it. We just took profit on it. It wasn't really worth waiting for the extra five pips. So secured profits on that, pound dollar as well. And we've got a bit of a turnaround and a bit of a pivot in crude oil again. So some of these markets are not particularly clear. And as you know, last week, one of our trades was to sell the US indices. Perhaps in hindsight, we're a little bit premature in that trade. So, but this is something we can certainly look into once more, is the potential for this to, so let's move those. So what I'll do is, just broadly speaking, look at some resistance levels. So these are still these all-time highs. Quite unfortunate to get taken out on a couple of little spikes, but nonetheless, that's the reality of trading. We've got these spikes in here. This is a 4 hour for the pound, the euro dollar. So this is continuing to roll back over to the downside. So I guess we're looking for some support levels, and it's not that easy to find, maybe just marginally lower, but we're currently below the moving averages. Let's have a look at it on the Okay, with this market, you've got kind of an upward trend, and you certainly have a bit of a lower trend in here as well. So we're not too far really from this lower end from a technical perspective. We've got these previous highs. So really, we could look around for a bit of a turnaround, maybe around the 134.38. We're just a little bit above that, and the momentum is really quite bearish. So we can perhaps reserve a little bit of judgment on the dollar. So the pound. So let's continue to just identify these lows just coming through here. We've got these highs coming through here. So just signifying really that we're in a bit of a channel. We've got a bearish channel in the euro dollar. We've got multiple highs just sitting in here. See, the buy trade in US oil is not, it's not one we're bending over backwards to get into. Okay, so let's just put in our support level. So we're in a bit of a channel for the euro dollar and the pound dollar, currently in favor of the US dollar, a bit of strength there. So this is really where we're at with the S&P and the NASDAQ. And we're very much open to the potential sell trade like we were last week. But we were looking for further rollover, like we've seen in the dollar, like lower highs and lower lows. And we didn't really get that. We got this sort of strange period last week of volatility to the upside. So US oil is a bit of a strange one. I'm not sure how eager we are to be jumping into that one. And then you've got these lows in here for gold. So ultimately, our bias is very much to the upside for gold. There's quite a few, let's say, aspects to gold, which, I mean, there's certainly a case for. So let me just take this in. There's certainly a really strong case. Now that moves all of those as well, which is a bit annoying. There's certainly a case well, we'll fix these shortly. There's certainly a case. On Friday, we had quite a strong rally as these indices markets started to roll back over to the downside. We started to see perhaps a bit of capital move into to gold eventually. So these markets are beginning to price in a bit of risk off market conditioning. And although these levels have now moved, which is really annoying. Let's just put these levels back in. We've got strong support just in these current low levels. So just to give you kind of a visual description of the channel, and the fact that we're rolling over to support levels. it's just worth keeping an eye on. Okay, so what we can do is we can have still a bit of a downside view with this increasing, mildly increasing inflation numbers. There must be a stage at which that this move becomes a bit of a difficulty for global industry markets. We're just puzzled as to when. You've got the big beautiful bill, which is very supportive. You've got Mag 7 and tech, which is very supportive of equity prices, and the efficiencies from that are very relevant. And then on the downside, you've got perhaps worsening economic conditions. You've got potentially higher unemployment numbers coming down the tracks, and you've probably got higher inflation. The question around this sort of thing seems to be a little bit more timing. It's when do we get this opportunity? And that's why we're hearing the word resilient, because there's an expectation that, you know, these markets should price in a lot of this confusion and uncertainty around tariffs, and it doesn't seem to be able to do that. So there's probably a short-term buy trade in markets like US oil, not overly comfortable with the trade, to be honest. Same with gold. There's a bit of a breakout above these highs. That's what it represents. And we're in a channel for the euro dollar and the pound dollar. So you're probably familiar with the fact that we are quite bullish on a weaker dollar, meaning the euro dollar and the pound dollar. We've got a bit of a bullish view of those markets, and we're in a downside secondary trend trade. Now, we've booked in profits on these two trades. However, we can now look for the pivot for prices to pull back into support and see if they start to build and we get some momentum going in the other direction. If so, those are our buy trades. Now, do we have, so this is a bounce of support, and the euro dollar would be a breakout kind of above the high, and a structural failure trade probably in there as well. So it's kind of a mixed bag, because we really need to see these inflation numbers tomorrow. And that should sort of make things a little bit easier for us. So let's just edit our trade plan currently up on screen, and we'll let you guys go. We'll switch rooms to the European Trading Mentorship room for those of you that can join us. So market summary, short-term risk-off market conditions due to broad-based uncertainty around Trump tariff policy. That's pretty much intact. The indices are looking weaker. Bond yields are moving a little bit higher, and the dollar is still strong. Do we want to be? You see, the inflation numbers tomorrow, they do support the risk-off trade, which is potentially a stronger dollar from here. Potential US indice weakness. Yeah, that's probably takes center stage. Potential further US indice weakness short term. So, our gold strength, sorry. So, we can have a look at gold in a little bit more detail. Do we want to be buying crude oil? Probably not. Sometimes when you get a lot of the fundamentals not really supportive of a buy trade, you almost want to just wait and see how it plays out. Okay, so look, I think it is worth, again, just keeping all options open. We can certainly look for some indice weakness. Last week was about a dollar strength, and we're able to position ourselves. We're also probably positioned a little bit early in the S&P and the NASDAQ. We might get a second opportunity to start selling the US indices with stop losses potentially at all-time highs. So that's a trade that's worth looking at, just in case we get a little bit of short-term weakness. We've been on a bit of a rampant rally now since the 9th of April. And we still have these new tariffs. We've got 30% EU tariffs coming in. We've got 30% Mexico tariffs coming in. That's already with all the tariffs from last week, the new announcements for many sort of Asian countries. And now we've got a couple of big hitters, a couple of things that are impactful basically to the US economy, as in Mexico and also Europe. So turmoil is probably the key. It's probably what we're expecting. And we're not too sure, slightly more short term, that this is a really good outcome for stock markets after what we've seen is a really, really strong bullish bubble. So, okay, I posted that there into the chat box for you. So this is what we're really talking about. It's kind of the risk off trade. We absolutely have a higher for longer Fed. We've got we certainly got higher employment numbers, which prevents the Fed from cutting rates. We've got a lot of concern around Trump, negative sentiment maybe around Trump, and it's more to do with the way that he conducts himself rather than the decisions he makes. Wall Street already referred to him as Trump always chickens out. So that's going to get his back up. So they don't really believe that these tariffs will come into effect on the 1st of August. And that's really where we are in analysis. We're double guessing what one individual will and will not do. And that's unfortunately where we're at. But what we are seeing is a bit of a move in the dollar, and we are seeing these US bond yields actually continue to tick a little bit higher. So we're definitely in that sort of mild risk off phase. So if we get a break to the downside for markets like the US indices, we'd certainly be looking for some weakness there short term. Right, great stuff. On that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. Keeping our options open today is not a bad idea. And if we get a couple of opportunities to pull a trigger, we will certainly take them. But we've got broad-based uncertainty that's kind of, Trump could renege on anything at any minute. Now, we'll see. He's got a bit of time for the 1st of August, but we'll see if there is now a trade deal between the US and the EU, and if there is a trade deal between the US and Mexico. So it's all pretty chaotic, and markets are somewhat uncertain as a result. So please do bear that in mind. Right, great stuff. Listen, I'll let you guys go. Those of you that can join us for the European Live Trading Mentorship Room will be there in just about a minute's time. So we'll see you then. Thanks, everyone. Take care of yourself. Speak to you soon. Bye for now.